Welcome to the Cordial Podcast, where we delve deep into the realms of thought-provoking discussions, insightful interviews, and captivating stories that entertain and engage. Each episode will be a journey, an exploration of ideas, experiences, and perspectives that will challenge your thinking and spark new insights. Together, we'll uncover the stories behind the headlines and dissect emerging trends. Whether you're a seasoned enthusiast or a curious newcomer, whether you're tuning in during your morning commute, hitting the gym, or winding down after a long day, buckle up and get ready for an engaging ride. The Cordial Podcast is here to accompany you on your quest for knowledge and discovery. So sit back, relax, and let's embark on this adventure together. I'll be your host, Mungai Kahoy, and I'm thrilled to embark on this journey with you. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button so you never miss an episode, and join us on our social media handles at The Cordial Podcast, at XMunga, to share your thoughts, suggestions, and connect with our growing community. Without further ado, let's jump into today's episode. Ah, karibuni sana, karibuni tena sana, karibuni, karibuni. Hey. I think I've missed talking to myself. and this is another episode where I'll be talking to myself, of course, because there's been a shift in my life, and the shift is I got an internship, and I'm in the office, and I've been trying to, you know, find some time to like record this week's episode, and trying to figure out how the next 3 months are going to look like for me and my podcast. And yeah, we're still in the figuring it out phase, but you know, we have to keep on moving, we have to keep on recording, and you know, even finding more guests to come into the show. Yeah, because it is really a good experience that I'm having, you know, celebrating even close to 5 months, you know, 5 months of doing all this, you know, talking to myself, you know, finding guests, you know, having all these plans of getting guests, and then boom, get an internship, and then now you have to figure out how you can create time for this hobby that I'm doing. Because honestly, I won't lie, there were a bit of thoughts of me leaving this world for a bit, and you know, give that excuse of "Ati, I'm taking a break," but that wouldn't have worked really, because this is something that I planned out to do. This is something that I still want to do for the rest of my life, to be honest, because I love it. I just love having conversations. And unfortunately, today we do not have a guest. So yeah, you know, ata mtu aelewi. I will leave you how these things will work, or how life takes you through it. But I'm here. I'm here for the experience, and I'm here to actually grow in this. And I hope, even as we are headed to episode 21, this is episode 21, manze. I just got 20 double digits. Hey, I will be getting my coffee. But anyway, it has been a pleasure. And today I don't really have, you know, a really deep topic to talk about, but it is more of me giving an update to you guys that, you know, I'm in a really rough place of trying to figure out how this thing will work. But anyway, then my past 2 weeks, because this is my second week in this internship that I got at a really nice place, actually. I have my own desk. Hey, I'm happy. I have my own desk, my own computer, which is a good experience. You know, you can't complain about everything. And actually getting something, or getting an internship that focuses on your skill set and things that you love, you know, events management, you know, getting to see all these things right before your eyes and even participating in the plannings is something that I've been praying for, you know, to just get an opportunity, you know, atakama to live with atakama ni chai peke tunapewa, you know, it is something that I would rather do than stay at home, you know, because the goal right now is to become a man, you know, and becoming a man is just means simply taking responsibility from your own life, responsibility of other people's lives, because you come to realize as you get older, you are responsible of other people's lives. And I can definitely say, you know, I've turned 25. Wait, goja. What is the property update? I am 25 years old right now. 25. I turned that last week on Monday. And I'm telling you this, I'll count this as a blessing, because getting employed is something that I've been looking forward to for a long time. And, you know, having those prayer sessions with God, having those moments where you just speak to God and you tell him, you know, I need this, I need you to hold me, I need you to take me through this part of life, to lead me through this part of life. And then you get a job and it starts on your birthday. Imagine. So immediately as a birthday, my birthday was my first day at work. And of course it was boring, but you know, for people like us, we don't celebrate much. Yeah, but maybe later on in life, when we are older, we will start celebrating these birthdays. But yeah, so it has been a great experience, because in that first week, you know, that first day was slow, like really slow. But when it came to Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you know, everything just started moving fast. You know, I got in this place at a moment where they were having two really big events, you know, and they required somebody who can actually chip in and not require a lot of supervision. And I'm glad to say that I did my best, you know, and trying to give my own view of some things, you know, including where things should be set up, you know, creating content actually, because creating content isn't easy. It isn't easy. Kizungu. It isn't easy, because you know, most of us see videos online and we think they're just videos. You know, people just went short and, you know, they're there and they just posted it. But there's a lot that goes on behind, and there's a lot that I've learned in this year that I decided to try out, you know, like writing things down. You know, I've mentioned this a lot, and because I've seen the change that it brings when you're writing things out. You write everything down, even from the prayers that you make with God, from all these things, the conversations that you actually treasure that much. You get, like, all these things that you write down actually mean something. And so I was tasked with, you know, some bit of content creation. Content creation. And in between, I decided, you know what? I'll write this down. I'll write every kind of shot that I want. I'll write down every kind of place that I want to be shot. You know, however much it might be, a lot, you know. And even when I went to the ground, I decided I will take even extra videos, not just one kind of video for this particular place, and just use it that, you know, it is good to have things in abundance, because you have a leeway of choosing what was the best angle for this kind of content. And I've loved it. I've actually loved it, because right now I'm trying to create as much content as possible and try to learn on how to have templates, on how to work out how things are done, you know, in CapCut, because editing isn't something easy, you know. And even from the side of graphic design, you get the opportunity to create you know, all these posters, all these newsletters. Like today when I'm recording, I had to go through an article that was sent, and you know, just working it out, all these things, you know, looking at other people writing, trying to edit these things, you know, in hope that all these experiences that I'm having right now, they will build up to something. They will build up to Mungai becoming, you know, my dream has always been to become a communications specialist, and it is this, it is this really fulfilling feel of knowing that all these experiences that I'm having right now will build up to something. You know, when you see that prayer actually being answered by God, and you're grateful, and you realize, hey, jamani, you know, things will eventually work out, whether you are at a bad place or not. You know, all these things, they eventually work out. And for me, my prayer right now is everything continues working out according to God's plan, because it is better to submit to His plan than to lead a life where you have your own ways and think your own ways are the right ways. Because one, that means you have ego, which cannot be shaken, which is bad actually, because we have to learn. You know, I talked about ego a couple of episodes back, and every time I have such conversations when recording for the podcast, I eventually have these things written down, of course, but they stick in my mind in a way that now every conversation that I have with people, every kind of experience that I have with people outside here, I take it so seriously into what I propagate on the podcast and how I want my life to look like. And I think it is a good experience because you get to have these mental reminders where you have to be better. You have to be better in how you handle the communities that you're in, you know, how you handle relationships with people. And it is a whole experience that I'm actually so glad to be in and to see the progress that I'm making. So yes, so even as I'm speaking from a point of becoming an intern, maybe the intern, hey, yeah, so I'm glad, you know, I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to still have an opportunity to even record, because, hey, metafuta, I'm still trying to learn some things, you know, create a schedule also for myself. Kwanza, it's been a month since I read a book. You see, like, hey, life is moving at a very fast pace that I can't even contemplate how exactly I'm going to maneuver around this. But, you know, all in the grace of God, we cannot deny that. So, yeah, that has been it. You know, also, turning 25 is not something easy, or something that you just take for granted, because, hey, 25 years of living, it's a really tough experience to be in, because I think at 25, all the experiences that you've had since you are a kid until now, they all have like a snippet running through your head, wondering, hey, how exactly did I reach to 25? The other day I was just doing my, you know, KCPE, or I was moving from Mombasa to Juja. You know, you are having a different life. You know, you start thinking of how, if life went this way, maybe I would have a really different life. And you have all these regrets, all these thinking of what if. But then again, you come back into reality and you see yourself. You see yourself now wanting to create a better experience for you and a better future for yourself, and not find yourself 5 years later, you know, when you're 30, still thinking of what ifs. I do not want that kind of life. To be honest, that is the mental state I'm in right now. I want to create a life where I can say I am responsible for this. You know, no more excuses. Like the life I will be in or I'll be at when I'm 30, I want to say that is me. I made that happen or I failed because, hey, excuse me, there is no room for failure from this end. And it is more responsibility. It is taking up more responsibility of your life because you realize that even what you talk about, even what you listen to, shape up your future. And it is tough. It is tough because people out here are doing a lot of things and you might find yourself very confused to either following people or finding your own way. And finding your own way means you correcting yourself, you handling all of these things in your life in a way that you're self-aware and you know that you're looking for better or you want to become better. Life is not easy. It has never been easy. It will never be easy, but we are here to make it, you know. And I've had, there's an experience I've been having for the past, I think, 1 month. You know how men talk about cars and, you know, the love of cars and all these things. For me, I've always loved cars. Of course, I'm a man, I'm a boy, you know, you love cars. But I've always struggled with at finding that particular one. And it is actually, I find it funny that I, as I was getting to 25, you know, something in me just decided, yo, I want this kind of future, and I decided on the type of dream car I will on the dream car that I will love to have, you get, and that is a Mercedes. Hey, that means that, yeah, mini, I will be a fan of a Mercedes. But yeah, a Mercedes GLS 350D, man, that car looks, that car is magnificent. And you see this car theory, that the theory of a red car, where if you decide to look for a red car, let's say in a highway, you will always look for it. Ever since I made that decision that this particular car is my dream car, I've been seeing it. And not old versions of it, new versions. And I'm like, hey, people in Kenya have money. People in Kenya have money, but no, I've been there. You know, even one time I was at a friend's workplace trying to, you know, promote their biashara and, you know, catch up kidogo. And the kind of business she's in is a business that I also would want to do. And it's something that I've been thinking about, you know, starting to think of how you can invest. Not an adult in Malina to be like that. But anyway, as I was thinking, you know, nikapanda super metro yangu vizuri, kenda home after that catch up, and I was like, yeah, I need to actually invest in this kind of business. You know, I see myself doing good because I love such kind of commodities that were being sold, of course, it don't be. But yeah, as I was thinking, I was like, yeah, I will make it. You know how your thoughts start running wild and you start thinking of how you will be successful and how you will handle this business and how you will put in principles that will ensure that this business runs for a long period of time, and also, you know, have your kids venture into it. And I kid you not, unaonayo jamii inakuanga hapo KCA University, you are just moving slowly, and all of a sudden, because on this particular day nilikuwa kwa window, a seat next to the window, and right there a black Mercedes 350D just came. It just pulled and I was like, "Ay, who exactly is this who is listening to my thoughts?" Because I'm thinking about success in this particular dream car that I want. This car is right next to me. And it's a black, oh my goodness, a black, I don't know. I think you guys should just go and Google this particular SUV, because hey, you guys, that car is magnificent. And so I was there and I was like, is this an actual manifestation of the world agreeing with you? You know, what one has among the world, but I say that statement because that's what people can relate with. But to me, I was looking at this situation as a confirmation from like God that, you know, dreams are valid. You know, you can think as wild as you can, but as long as you purpose to put in the work, to be better, put in the work to, you know, want to be successful. And for me, I want to be successful. I won't lie to you guys. I want to be successful to a point where I'll have success in my family, success in the family that I build, success in the kind of things that I do. Everything that I build, I want it to be successful. Successful might mean having wealth, which is, of course, things that people will love to have. But for me, I think my first success story would be seeing a changed me. You know, I can see the change is coming, but I want that complete transformation, including going to the gym. You know, I had planned out the next 3 to 6 months. Imagine, I had planned out I will go to the gym consistently, I will do this podcast thing consistently. You know, I'd already started the hitting up people, you know, can we record an episode, can we do this and do this and do, and then boom, your life changes. But anyway, I did not let things just go astray like that. I decided, you know what, we will continue. If it is a podcast, we will continue. If it is the gym, I will have to put up more pressure in working out at home. And so I created a schedule where in the morning before I take a shower to go to prepare to work, I do a couple of exercises just to keep myself in tune. And also when I have time, like weekends, if I get time, I go straight to the gym. And I'm glad in the first week, on Saturday, I wasn't required to come to work, so I went to the gym. You know, something told me to become lazy kidogo, but I decided no, this is what I want. There's a body I want. There's a target I want to be at, and we have to do it. And so, yeah, we come to the end of this ranting episode, because nime rant dakika karibu 20. But anyway, this has been episode 21, and just to remind you, timestamp kidogo. We are recording this at 2. Right now it's like 10 minutes to 3. I'm counting the hours to leave. Don't need to rock in the kwetu. But anyway, yes, this has been episode 21. A really, really great pleasure to have you as my listener. Thank you very much to everyone who listens. Thank you very much. This comes from the deepest part of my heart, that you actually took time to listen to every kind of episode that I put up. You know, however much it is as confused or as, you know, not really set up well, but it is a journey. And I promise you, the journey will be successful, and success starts right now. So see you next week. It has been a pleasure. If you've enjoyed today's episode, be sure to subscribe to the Cordial Podcast on your favorite podcast platform, and don't forget to leave us a review. Your feedback helps us improve and ensures that we continue to deliver content that resonates with you. If you have a question or a topic you'd like us to explore in future episodes, reach out to us on our social media handles, and we'd really, really love to hear from you. As always, stay curious, stay informed, and stay inspired. Until next time, this is Mungai Kawangoi signing off. Take care, and I'll catch you on the next episode of the Cordial Podcast.